Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
It's Daddy Speaks, the international transformational storyteller. Just what you need. Time to listen up for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Greetings, this is your girl Dr. Betty Speaks speaking. I am excited today because I am celebrating my third birthday. Yes, my third birthday, that is, with overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Can you tell me happy birthday? Say happy birthday, overcoming battles. Oh my goodness, I am so delighted. This is actually my second time recording this. The first time during the recording, it was on pause. So give me some time. My voice may be cracky, but I still am super excited. You see, I'm your lifetime imprint leader. I'm extremely passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through the four components of life. Those components are spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal development, and professional development. I can use all these components myself every single day. Honestly, we need these components to live. When I say life, L-I-F-E, live intentionally for infinity, live intentionally for eternity. That's what my life acronym is for. I'm that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. You know, an imprint like Maya Angelou did. I just so happened to be born on her birthday, April 4th. And then there's Dr. Martin Luther King left an imprint for us to follow too. And he was killed on April 4th. I can go on and on about people that were born on I was actually born on their birthday, or something happened on April 4th to that person that left an imprint for infinity. You see, I hold virtual group and family workshops on leaving an imprint. I will help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you should start facilitating simple things into your life just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation, the stress that plagues you. So thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is an intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and your inner strength, plus cover a variety of genuine, life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners that are worldwide. That's right, worldwide, with the knowledge that you're going to hear me say this over and over again, with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. So get out of your way. Get out of your way. So again, this show is aired on every Wednesday. Every Wednesday, you'll be listening to nothing but the Stone Cold Truth from co-hosts all across America. So if you're lacking in motivation right now, to the point that is keeping you stuck in life, remember what I told you that life was? The only person standing in your way is you. You, Y-O-U. I'm an acronym fanatic. So you will hear me constantly using acronyms. And Y-O-U is you own your own uniqueness. And I share with you life, living intentionally for eternity. So you have to get a hold of your uniqueness and live your life. I honestly am so honored to tell you that this show has been an amazing show to listeners worldwide again. And I seek out the best of the best in terms of having guests on this particular show. You will find some amazing actors and actresses, and they both go by the same name, but you will find them on this show. You will find phenomenal leaders, influencers. They're on this show. You're going to find amazing ministers. They're on this show. And they're, I mean, worldwide. It's not just isolated to where I am, but speakers from across the globe have been on this show for over the past 3 years. And I invite you to go back and listen to some of the things that this show has offered. You might ask yourself, if this is your first time tuning in, is Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous? What is that about? How did you come up with that name? Why Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous? Let me share with you. In November of 2019, I was invited to attend a certification course. It was a mental health certification course. And this course was for veterans only. And in the course, the instructors had placed a shiny penny on each of our desks. My penny was 2018. If any of you know me and you've heard my story from 2018, on August 8th, 2018, my doctor called me at 8 a.m. in the morning. So my heart is beating rapidly right now. It's like, it should not beat this way, which means my anxiety is heightened. And what I want to tell you, when I saw that penny on my desk in November of 2019, and it read 2018, you know, I'm thinking, why everyone has a penny on their desk? So I'm an overthinker. I'm thinking, so we have to discuss something about these pennies that are on our desk. Hopefully it's not to tell a story, a traumatic story of something that happened to us in that particular year. Well, guess what? It was. So here I am, getting myself prepared to share the story of my doctor calling me on August 8th, 2018 at 8 a.m. A lot of eights, right? Well, 2018, August 8th, August 8th of 2018, was a historical day. Everyone was talking about that day. It was like, it hadn't been that many eights in such a long time. So as people were talking about that, I'm listening to it on the news and it's flashing up on my phone, on social media. And then my home phone rings. And my doctor is on the other end at 8 a.m. I'm thinking, why is my doctor, not the nurse, not a nurse, but my doctor is calling? So she was calling to share with me that my test results showed me positive for cancer. And all I could hear was the Charlie Brown operator. You know that sound that his operator makes? Want, 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 want. And I'm like, I can't explain to you how I felt. I was speechless. Me? Cancer? And I'm thinking, I participated, I supported, I advocated for the cancer relays that took place, America Cancer Society. I hosted events every year. I raised funds for America Cancer Society. There's nothing I've not done, because I had friends who were affected by cancer. I had family members, distant family members, who were affected by cancer. Never did I think that I would be affected by cancer. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness. I'm like, oh, is she correct? Is this me, of all people, me, cancer? So yeah, after she called my name a couple of times, then I'm thinking, yes, I'm here. And she said that she had done everything for me. She had made doctor's appointments. She gotten addresses, phone numbers. She had done everything. The last thing she had to do was to contact me. That's just how much she cared. She did not want her nurses to contact me. Everyone loves you so much. Betty, it had to be me to call you. And I'm thinking, seriously? So as I share with the class, I welled. I didn't cry. But after I got off the phone with my nurse, with my doctor, Dr. Vance, mind you, and we're the best of the best of friends. You know, it goes past a doctor-patient relationship now. You know, it's like she's my doctor, my friend. We talk about things. But I welled. I'm in this state all by myself, in this city. No family here in this state whatsoever. No friends. Just me and my beliefs. And I welled for 2 weeks, just cry. And finally, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, like it often does, and said, are you done weeping? This is not about you. You're going to live and not die. Go to the book of Deuteronomy 14 and see what I've told you before. You're one of my chosen ones. I give my battles to my strongest soldiers. And you're one of them. So after that, going through my procedures, becoming cancer free, still advocating for American Cancer Society and anything else that has cancer behind it, being there, being a voice for others, I enjoy going through the process. I can say I am a cancer survivor. So after sharing this story with those in the classroom that day, I get a note from the guy behind me asking for my contact information. And I send his note back saying, indicating that I don't need a pity party. I'm good, you know, life is good. I'm healthy. I'm doing, you know, just that. And then he sends the note back to me indicating that he loved my story and he would love to be on platforms with me. So I'm thinking, oh my goodness. Okay, I get it. So I send him my contact information. And guess what happens? The very next day, I receive a phone call. At what time? Yes, 8 a.m. And I'm thinking, Scott, you have jokes? What's the purpose of this call at 8 a.m. today? Are you serious? And he said, I wanted you to know that I have stage 4 cancer. And I could just see Scott waiting, 7:30, 7:35, 7:40, 7:45, 7:50, 7:55, 7:56, 7:57, 7:58, 7:59. I'm dialing her number to tell me that he has stage 4 cancer. So what am I supposed to do with this information? Is it because I said that the Holy Spirit told me that my cancer wasn't about me? It's about those that I will encounter, those that will come before me. What am I supposed to do with this? My heart is beating, pumping. And I'm like, oh my God, all I can think of is death. Stage 4? Scott, why were you in class yesterday? He said, because I still want to teach. I want to tell people about my story and me battling with cancer. I want to be able to talk to people about overcoming their battles. And I'm thinking, what? To myself, but not verbally saying these things to him, because I believe in feeding one positive information. So he said, the reason I'm calling you is because I want us to do a documentary on overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. Or by doing a battle, by doing a documentary on overcoming battles. And naturally, the strong and courageous just popped in and settled in as well. And I'm thinking, Scott, oh my God. I have a couple of projects that I'm working on right now, but we can't get started on some of the preliminary things of this topic. But I have to finish this one project out because it requires a lot of my attention right now. And he said, okay. So I was working on a Women's Day event that was taking place March of the next year. Here it is November. And the reason I needed to stay focused on that because people were taking holidays. It was the holiday season coming up, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. Although I was battling with all of these this time constraints that I was having and getting reservations and just things taken care of. But in my mind, I was like, here is stage four. So I told him, the moment I'm done with this, we're going to hit this hard. This is going to be so amazing to speak about overcoming battles. So the day my show finished, March 16th, is the day my state closed down due to the coronavirus, due to COVID-19, I think that's what it was. So when things settled around the end of May, early June, I was asking some of the other students that were in the class, where's Scott? I haven't been able to reach him by phone. Has anyone heard from him? And they said, Betty, didn't you hear? And I'm thinking, hear what? Scott passed from the coronavirus. He transitioned from the coronavirus. So immediately I think it wasn't fighting for his country, nor was it fighting cancer, but he had to fight the coronavirus as well. Those three C's was there, fighting for his country, then cancer, and now the coronavirus. That had to be an overtaking force on Scott. So I say to you today, this is the beginning of overcoming battles by being strong and courageous. This was the beginning of it. And I'm honored. You know, I said that my vow to him, even though I didn't get to say this personally to him, but I feel as though he feels his spirit has been with me, is to don't put things on hold. And even if you get started, you can still pick up and get started, start something. You know, I honestly owe him so much for having this show for over 3 years and having amazing guests to come forward to talk about their stories. I mean, there are so many amazing stories on individuals that have overcome things in their life. I remember first getting started and having individuals like Anthony Bryan that has been on my show. He has an amazing book behind both sides of the bars, you know? And he was in the military. He was a police officer. He was a correctional officer. And he did one unethical thing in his life. And that caused him his wife. It caused him a lot of life things that he missed out on. And he said, I'm going to do a movie about this book. And I believe he's processed that movie. And there's other people, like I have a love child in California, Omar Washington, you know, and he's a professional actor doing amazing things, but had to overcome some challenging life, a challenging life journey. There's Danny Royce, who had challenging challenges that he had to overcome. These are overcomers. And it goes on and on and on with others that first started out with me and they're doing amazing things in the world today. I don't want to try to name everyone and miss out on a lot of them. But if you go back and listen to Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous, I promise you, you will not be dissatisfied with my guests that are sharing with you or pouring out to you some of their life hiccups and challenging things that they've gone through in life. And like I said, my friend Scott, we were on both sides of the battlefield as well, you know, fighting for our country, then fighting for our personal temples, you know, and then for him to have been affected by the coronavirus and losing to that battle. So we lost so many lives to the battle of Corona. So I am like telling you over and over and over again that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And I have to say, I promised you earlier that I will share this with you again, that you have to remember strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So I have people that said, I can't have a baby. You know, I've tried and tried. I've had 4 miscarriages. And then they have that miracle child and even name the child miracle. There's individuals that have gone through cancer. You know, one of my girlfriends, her friend kept telling, she's a teacher, her friend kept telling her, you need to get that lump checked out. Have you got the lump checked out? And the lump kept getting bigger and bigger. And all she thought was about was her job. And some of us do that. We don't think about self-care or health care, our personal care, because we're so involved in wanting to help others. We're so involved in wanting to do our purpose. But taking care of you is a part of your purpose too. So she went on, and that bump kept getting bigger and bigger. And finally, her girlfriend said, by the way, did you have, ever get that bump, that bump checked out underneath your arm? And she said, no, but I'm going. She says, no, I'm telling your husband. She says, no, I'm going to. No, I'm telling your husband. So she went to get it checked out, and lo and behold, it was cancerous. It was cancerous. She's still here today. She's still here. But that story lives in her spirit, because she didn't take care of it when she initially felt the bump there. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. Now Betty Speaks is like, when anything, if a scratch or anything is on me that shouldn't be there, I will have a concern over it. I'm concerned about, what is this? You know? So this is an overcomer. She overcame that cancer, and she's grateful for her friend for being so honest with her and open and concerned for her. You know, you can stop this. These kids are not going to be here. These kids will be here, but you won't, you know. And if you love taking care of them, if you love teaching them, go get checked out, because they love you too. And there are so many stories that are on Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. I have another one that I'll share with you. A young lady, I'm trying to think of what state she's in, but she was involved in human trafficking. She was taken from a store at a very young age, placed into a rice sack, and was taken and violated for years. And they brought her back years later, when she's like an adult, when she couldn't be used anymore, when she was too old for them to do anything else with, they brought her back. At least she's still alive and she's sharing her story. Oh my goodness. And then there's another lady just recently. I have, like I said, you got to go listen to the shows on these overcomers, you know. But I will say, her son was given 500 and so many years plus life, 500 and so many years plus life in prison. Oh, breathtaking. But being an overcomer, being an overcomer, because strong people are not simply born. They level up by sharing their imprints that have been created throughout their life journey. They resurrect. You have to listen to that song. It's a resurrection. But I am so happy I get to celebrate my life with you today. My accomplishments with overcoming battles by being strong and courageous, just being here, sticking and staying for over 3 years, motivating and inspiring people as they go through their life challenges, letting them know that as Winston Churchill said, when you're going through hell, keep going. And that is such a profound quote. That quote has been with me. I've been retired from the military now for quite a while, but Winston Churchill was in the military, and I often look up to others who were successful in the military. As I became a leader, I looked at other leaders and some of the things that they did to make them good leaders. And when you have someone like Winston Churchill, who was a British military leader, and he said, when you're going through hell, keep going. So I can remember being on a hostile assignment, and my soldiers were afraid of the hostility that was taking place, but I couldn't be afraid because they were looking up to me for leadership. So we had to keep going. You know, it was not an easy assignment, but we had to keep going. We had to continue to stand, you know. And I have to share with you my hope word, you know, because I said that this show will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, plus your inner strength. And that's what going through hell does. It awakens all of those things. And it gives you that to keep going, like Winston Churchill said. Winston Churchill, not Churchill. But hope is help other people excel. Hope is help other people enjoy life. Hope is help other people every day. And that's why this show, Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous, is so important to those that feel hopeless. You know, it is to motivate you and inspire you. I mean, it's an intentional motivational show with intentional individuals, with successful influencers that have intentionally overcome different obstacles in their life to be where they are today. So I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I just look forward for this year of this show being just as powerful as it has been, and powerful and important to those listeners who are worldwide. So to reach out, you know, if you want to reach out to me, you can do so by visiting bettyspeaks.com. You can ask questions. You can even ask to be on the show. If you know of someone that you would like to hear from, give me their name. I will seek them out. I will try to get the resources to get in touch with them. If there's someone that you know that have gone through something or even is going through something, reach out to me. I would love to be the accountable partner to that person that is seeking someone to pull them up out of something. I won't go into the well with you. Let me put that disclaimer out there. I don't like going inside of a hole or inside of a well. You know, the wells that you draw water from. I don't like going deep down in the darkness with anyone. I'd rather pull you out, throw you a rope, throw you something that you can grab a hold of in order that I can help pull you out of it. And if I can't use my strength, I'll tie that rope or whatever I have around a tree. And I promise you, I will make sure I assist in pulling you out, tie to the bumper of my vehicle or something and pull you out. Don't invite anyone in your hole with you. One of my girlfriends called it the rabbit hole. And I usually say the well. You know, sometimes we get in that rabbit hole or that well and we get stuck. And it's our fault that we're getting stuck there. We have to come up with some way, you know, find out that uniqueness within us and pull ourselves, lift ourselves out. I remember another story where I was at a conference and this young lady was sharing with us that they were out in the ocean. They were out at a beach, perhaps, and everyone was swimming out. The waves were coming in, and one man was just screaming and screaming and screaming. Now, she is like 5'7", and she was out in the water and noticed the waves were coming, but she was dodging them. She was standing up and fighting against the waves, but this man was screaming, "Help, help, I'm drowning. Help, help, I'm drowning." And everyone kept screaming back at him, "Stand up, stand up." And he was like, "I'm drowning, I'm drowning, I'm drowning." And they kept saying, "Stand up, stand up." And he didn't understand what they were saying. So finally someone grabbed his hand, and then he started pulling this person down, this person fighting to stand up. And then eventually he yanks the guy up, and he's like, "Oh, I didn't know I was in shallow water," or "I didn't know." So what I'm saying to you, this moral of, all you have to do is stand up sometimes. All you have to do is pull yourselves out of that rabbit hole. You can do it. Pull yourself out of that well, especially if someone throws you a rope. You can do it. And if you find yourself still stuck, this is when I ask you to reach out to me. Allow me to be your accountable partner. And let's find out which directions you need to go. You know, I would shoot you, in the true north that you need to go and find yourself. Won't send you down south, but I will point you and into your true north. That's what being with someone that wants to guide you in the right direction will do. You know, the archer would take his bow and arrow back, and he will raise back his bow and then release the bow so the arrow can go in the direction of travel that he wants it to go. This is what I mean by overcoming battles, by being strong and courageous. I am here to assist you with all of these things and so much more, especially if you are challenged, but not challenged by your challenges. We need to connect. So my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. It has been such a pleasure being here with you. I invite you to tune in every Tuesday to Overcoming Battles. And each month we will have amazing, amazing, amazing guests. Don't forget to reach out to me at bettyspeaks.com. And that's BettySpeaks.com. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for joining. Love you much.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.